Sonicast time, y'all. We about to talk about some things with your man, Country Wayne. It's your girl, Sonic G.
DC is chilling.
Your player partner, G-Biz.
Let's get to it.
This is your Sonicast.
Country Wayne, what's up, baby?
What's going on, baby girl?
Over here, just trying to chop it up with you about you coming to the Bay Area.
Oh, yeah, man. Ready to come.
Wayne, we know you about the shenanigans, man. So you about to come up here and cut up in the Bay this weekend?
Man, you already know it. I'm coming to tear it down, make the waist trainers pop like I normally do.
The so waist trainers pop? Damn.
Put some baby mamas out here in the Bay Area. Love, add to your stockpile.
Yeah.
Yeah, how many BMs you got now, Wayne? Like 28?
It was 9 before,
hey,
right?
Hey, man, I'm claiming children that ain't mine now, man. I see a woman that needs some help. Hey, I'm here for you.
That's taking care of the kids. Picking them up city to city, huh?
Hey, yeah, city to city.
Wayne, I saw the other day you had one of your baby mamas cussing you out in a different language over there on Instagram, bro. I didn't appreciate that for you.
That was an Asian chick,
Chinese,
right?
Baby mama.
Is that real? Mama. Is that really a woman you have a child with, or did you set that up?
Yeah, that's my real baby mama, man. She hit me with the Chay Chang Song Chong, you know, but it's all good.
You know what? That is inappropriate, Wayne. Stop it.
No, that's my baby. It's all good.
Oh, my goodness. So is that who stole your heart back from Jess, or what happened with that?
Oh, nah. What stole my heart back from Jess was just me, you know, my kids. And, hey, it just was me and her made an executive decision. I told her I'm not going to be able to come to Baltimore. You know, that's all. And I had just got a house there. But it was just like between me doing the film stuff now here in L.A. and doing stand-up, every chance I get, I'm going back to see my kids in Georgia. So that's all it was. It's just my kids, man.
Not enough time.
Yeah, not enough time.
Not enough time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand that.
Y'all made a cute couple, though. I'm just going to let that out
there. Oh, yeah, we still good. We still good. It just ain't no tight on it. We always going to be good. Any woman I ever get, we're going to have to respect me and Jess relationship. You know, hey.
I heard that.
Me and Jess going to always be strong.
Isn't she supposed to be out here this weekend in the Bay, too?
Uh-oh.
Hold up now.
I mean, I thought I heard Jess was going to be somewhere in the city. I know you had Tommy T's. Maybe y'all was, you know, making a little link connection.
Hold up. Where's she going to be at?
Uh-oh.
See, now you done put it out there for him. Now you got to go ahead and put the APB out on her.
Right. I mean, I heard she was somewhere
Instagram
in the city.
Right now.
You so crazy.
Let me see what it's cool, man. I still got a key to the house. I'm good.
Oh, so you ain't got to worry about it then. Well, all right then, Wayne.
Them
rail checks was looking real nice for a little bit, huh?
So what's this movie you working on in L.A.? What's this?
Oh, no, I got, just TV shows. I just got picked up for this TV show. They don't want me to announce the name of it yet, you know. And it's just a lot of going on. I've been staying in L.A. for 2 years. You know, I strategically grind different, you know. And so, you know, I got... a lot of stuff going on, a lot of stuff I'm aiming at, but, you know, it's more to come. Stay tuned.
Wayne, I do want to know, the NFL draft was just the other week. Did you watch it, and how do you feel about them Cowboys?
Uh-oh.
Brother, we're going to win the Super Bowl.
Stop lying. What? The Super Bowl?
Listen, I'm not just saying that. Listen, y'all record this. Mark this down. This is a prophecy.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Cowboys are winning the Super Bowl. If y'all don't see that, y'all need to put your glasses on.
In what alternate universe is that going to happen, Wayne? Come on.
And this one, brother.
Okay, let me tell you what's going on in the studio right now. So this is my show. This fool right here who's speaking crazy on my Dallas Cowboys is just a guest here. He's invited to come here, but I could kick his ass out at any given moment. I am a Dallas Cowboy fan, and this fool over here is a Oakland, soon-to-be Las Vegas Raiders fan.
They are
so that's why he bit.
That's why you can't have all kind of guests at your house.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, damn.
That's what I'm saying.
You can't be inviting everybody over. See what happens.
I fully enjoy your dance moves on Instagram. I don't know who taught you that wiggle and that karate kick, but I got to give them love right now.
Baby, that come from heaven, though. If you're looking for that wiggle from a man, you'll never find it. That's special.
It's in you. It ain't on you, huh?
It got to be in you, brother. That's right.
I dig. Now, Wayne, you know the Bay Area has a dance challenge that's going up right now on Instagram as well. It's called the Gig Challenge. Question is, are you going to hit it when you come out here to the Bay?
Yeah.
Do you know how to gig?
I got to Google that. the gig.
Look, yeah, hashtag gig challenge. Yeah, GIG challenge. Check it out. So that when you out here, you know what I mean, you could take a ride by the dope air store, tap in with my man Fabby Davis on Broadway, and, you know, hit a quick bus down.
Bust it down.
Hey, how you spell it again?
GIG challenge. You crazy.
Oh, gig.
Okay. Gig challenge, yeah. Oh.
You know, I talk foreign to y'all, so I'm from Africa for real. So everybody sounds foreign to me.
We're all from Africa. Let anybody else tell it. But okay, so let me ask you this: are you a basketball fan?
Yes, I am.
All right,
I got a confession, man.
Uh oh.
But
I've been a LeBron fan my whole life
until this year.
How you been a LeBron fan your whole life?
You know, with his whole life in NBA, man.
Okay, I got you. Man, that makes sense.
Hey, yeah.
Sister girl, we can't let everybody in the studio. But anyway.
I'm going off what you said.
Hey. But Steph Curry kind of... Hey, man, I've been on Steph Curry a little bit this year, man. I can't even lie. I can't, you know, so I don't want to say it, but yeah.
Go say it.
I'm kind of rooting for Houston to beat y'all.
Damn. Well, here we go.
No, see,
now you want to get your invite revoked, too. Look at that.
I'm riding with Curry, man.
Yes.
You know, I like Curry. I mean, Curry, man. He got a good fit.
You kind of have to ride with Curry if you're going to be an NBA fan because LeBron's not in the playoffs this year.
Right.
There goes that.
Yeah, you're right about that. But listen here, brother. I ain't got nothing to say to you about that. I'm going to talk about football. How about them Cowboys?
I'm not, you know, hey, listen, man, I just bought my LeBrons. You know, LeBron put out the Martin Lawrence colorway of the sneaker. I had to go ahead and pick that up, you know, as an ode to the OG comedian GOAT.
Let me tell you something about that man talking right now, DC. All he likes to do is brag.
LeBron on the low, bro.
Nah, I don't like LeBron. I do like Martin, though.
There you go.
You got his shoes. You got his shoes, brother. You use it. It's plenty of shoes. It's Adidas out there that color you could have bought.
I paid for them. They're my shoes. They're not his shoes.
Yeah, because you wanted to support LeBron. It's okay.
All right, so we're working on some... Go ahead.
Do you own a pair of Under Armour for Curry?
I do. I actually have a sponsorship.
Yeah, that's the only reason you wear them. Don't wear
it. I mean, some
I like
of them
Curry,
are cute.
His shoes not that attractive. Keep going.
Yeah. Cold blood.
I mean, there's a whole lot of facts in there that the man is speaking.
I'm not talking to him. Actually, we are, but whatever.
All right, so go Dubs, go Cowboys. You coming to Tommy T's May 10th and 11th this weekend, Mother's Day weekend. God damn, you got hella phone calls to make this weekend while you're here.
Man, I ain't still, listen, man. Them women, listen, baby mamas already know. I don't celebrate that.
Don't celebrate it.
I just paid child support on the 1st. I'm not finna come back and pay Mother's Day on the 12th or the 11th.
Mother's Day is every month on the 1st.
Yeah, it's every month.
Damn,
that's why Jess coming. He gonna make a new baby mama.
Now,
man, who Jess? You know, hey man, Jess, my baby. I love Jess. You know, it's well. That's forever right there.
Uh-oh.
You know?
I do have a serious question, though, Wayne. How many different wigs did you see her wear in the time that y'all was together?
Don't do that.
I just asked the question.
See what happened with me, bro. I'm a real man. I came to her life. As you noticed, she haven't worn a wig since I've been in her life.
Oh.
Because I made her feel beautiful the way she was. And her hair has been growing, and she's beautiful. She's watching the Toni Braxton right now.
Oh, well, listen
a real
to
man
ladies.
Coming to. Yeah, see, real men coming to a woman's life and make them feel beautiful the way they are and find their true beauty. That's what I do. Yes. And I got these classes. I got these classes for $99.99. If you want to go,
$99.99.
Biz for sure need one of them.
Nah, what you mean?
Yes.
Nah, I'm good. I don't need nobody growing edges off of my love. It's good.
You know what?
Yeah. It's that energy, brother.
That positive energy.
That positive energy.
All right. Well, I'm going to send everybody out there to go check you out at Tommy T's, baby. We wish you the best. Hopefully, maybe you can slide by and see the boys while you're out here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Y'all slapping some tickets. I know y'all got some since we on that subject. Yeah.
What you talking about? Warriors tickets?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Y'all, I thought some Warriors. I thought y'all had some Warriors tickets in there. I just threw that in there.
You got to wear some Curry's out there to Oakland Arena, Oracle Arena, if you going to go, though.
Can't be walking in no LeBron's.
Hey, man. Listen, I don't care what I walk in for. I want to see the game. Y'all got the tickets. It's a whole nother conversation.
All right.
You can sit your ass at a sports bar then. All right, baby. Well, we'll see you soon and have some great shows. We're going to make sure everybody goes out there and fills up that spot for you.
I appreciate y'all. Y'all be blessed.
All right, peace, Wayne. Bro.
Peace.